Blog Talk Radio. The podcast is brought to you by HCGBodyForLife.com and ColinWatson.tv.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international HCG diet coach, author, and creator of HCG Body for Life, Colin F. Watson. HCG Body for Life, for the body of your life.
If you like the information found in these podcasts, please share them on Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite social media site so others can enjoy them as well.
We're trying to reconnect through Skype. Let's see if that works. If you guys are live on the radio show, can you hear my audio? Please press 1 on your phone. Let me know if you can hear me, please, so we can continue. We had some technical difficulties. All right. We got one. All right, guys. We're ready to go. So I'm also simulcasting through Periscope, the new app that my daughter Vanessa told me about on my iPhone, which is basically live video streaming. And that's the first time I've used it and doing it. And I have six people there that are they're watching and been patient while we had these technical problems. Now seven, some numbers are going up. So I'm talking about hypothyroidism and what it is, how it affects your life and your body. And eventually I'm going to show you about it, but before the end of the show, I'm going to show you how you can find out if you have it with a very accurate way of doing it from home and in 5 minutes finding out if you're actually hypothyroid or not. And the way I'm going to flow the show, and I'm going to talk about how we even came to this topic, because most of the problems that I've helped people solve is because we go through them first. I've gone through them first, and I'm looking for a solution. And when I find something that either blows my mind or works really well, I talk about it and I share it. I normally am not premature about sharing. I mean, this is something that I really won't know the actual outcome of it for 60 days, but because Jane and I were so stunned by the information and stunned by things that we were doing that we thought we were doing extremely well, and come to find out there were still some problems we were having in our physical life and our health that didn't seem to make sense. And so I want to kind of backstory that for you a little bit and then tell you what some of the information I've come across. I'm not going to go in great depth to this stuff. It's actually it can be a little bit complicated, but I'll also lead you to the information and where I found the information. You'll know enough that if this topic applies to you, and everything that I'm covering here, guys, only applies to somebody who actually is hypothyroid. So when I start talking about the foods and the things we're eating and the macros, don't go, oh my God, this is a new ATG diet, I'm just going to follow this. This is not what this is, okay? This is for the people that they successfully complete our protocol. They do well, and all of a sudden they keep the weight off for a year, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 4 years. All of a sudden they can't figure out what's going on. They're slowly gaining weight back, and they're actually exercising, eating really well, and they can't figure out why. That is me, and that is my wife. And so because we were having similar issues, we just kept looking at what it could be. So let me just break that down for you real quick and tell you what that's all about. For the last couple of years, Jay and I have been, got some water. We've been doing hormone replacement therapy. We have not been, we've been very vocal about that and, getting balance. And I believe that is the key to staying young and lean and healthy without having to kill yourself in the gym and completely be neurotic about your food. However, in that process, we both were told that our thyroid was showing, the thyroid was, wasn't functioning at optimal speed, and that, we were prescribed thyroid medication. And I was under the impression you give somebody thyroid medication, it gives your body what it needs to increase the function of the thyroid. If the function of the thyroid is increasing, that means it's easier for you to lose weight or maintain your weight. And so I didn't think much about it. I mean, 2.5, 3 years go by, We originally started on a synthetic thyroid medicine, and we just recently got switched over to a bioidentical, because that is the direction in which our business model is going in for HRT business. But the frustration was basically that physically, we both were having similar symptoms. And the thing is that we're not from the same gene pool. We're husband and wife. We're not brother and sister. I'm man, she's woman. So we started looking, is it environmental? Is there something in our house? We started looking at our house for mold, and we found some mold and, you know, some closets and minor stuff, nothing major. We're trying to figure out, what are we doing? We know we eat the same foods. We exercise pretty much at the same pace. And it wasn't any kind of dramatic weight gain, because the point is we live in a world where we have more, I guess, more accountability than the average person. So we always would just tighten our belt and do what we have to do to make sure that we didn't gain more than 5 or 10 pounds. Well, I was starting to say that before we had audio problems, that I call it my 10-2-2. You know, for me, it's if I can swing, my weight can swing about 10 pounds either way very quickly. I can gain 7 pounds over a weekend of just being not so diligent about my menu. And it doesn't come off that easy. 2% in body weight change, body fat changes, and 2 inches in the waist. And so I measure my body fat and my physique based on a tape measure, not a scale, because of the fact that I exercise. And my goal is to pack on muscle and burn fat. The scale will, you know, I don't really care how much I weigh. I care what I look like, right? So that's what I've been doing for the last year or two, is I use a tape measure. So when I see my waistline grow, and to the average person, you have to understand that the average person look at me, I can take a photo with my shirt off and I still have a six pack. I look like I'm in pretty darn good shape for somebody who's going to be turning 54 years old here in a couple of weeks. But the point is, I knew that 2 inches of the waist is a big deal. It may not, and we know if you've been on this HG protocol before, you can actually get away with gaining weight and gaining fat and actually gaining 10 or sometimes 12, 15 pounds. You don't look like your body's changed that much, but you go 3 pounds over that and all of a sudden you can't fit into your clothes or you look dramatically different. So I know that 10-pound thing is where I will dial myself in. But there was some frustration with that because of the fact I couldn't figure out why I eat clean, I freaking exercise. It shouldn't be this hard. And for me, it's all about, I've been designing my life to be all about easy, all about making it as easy as I can to maintain my muscle mass, maintain my body fat percentages without having to kill myself in the gym. That's what I teach. That's what I want to train people to do. And I believe it should be easy if you dial everything in. That's why hormone replacement therapy is something that I am a big advocate about. So to kind of speed up the story a little bit, the focus really became on my wife, Jane, because like a few months ago, she started having some serious fatigue where I started getting concerned. We started looking at Epstein-Barr and chronic fatigue syndrome and asking our doctor, you know, what are the symptoms? Could that be it is? I mean, she's having, is it a fungal thing in the gut? I mean, because a lot of things can make, you know, people feel really sick when their blood levels don't seem to show that they're sick. And, you know, and usually Jenny can push herself past pretty much anything to still go out and exercise, because that was where her endorphins came from. And if you know my wife's story, she battles depression and she maintains her diet and her exercise regimen is what helps her maintain staying on this side of that depression syndrome, right? So exercise is an important factor in her life more so than it is in mine. So this concern came up and the fatigue was just crazy and just, the bowels weren't working right and she just didn't feel right. And so our doctor upped her thyroid meds. And then it was like that didn't seem to be making a difference. So we started, looking into alternative, looking into alternatives to what could be causing the problem. And we changed thyroid meds. We actually did give her some, because she was on Synthroid, and one of our newer doctors said, I wouldn't give my cat Synthroid. And so we went on to Armour, which was more of a bioidentical thyroid medication, and Jane started feeling a little bit better, but there still was something unanswered questions. So to fast forward, we both started having similar issues. I was having some fatigue issues. I wasn't sleeping as well. I'd get up and just all of a sudden be tired in the middle of the day. I'd do yoga and be wiped out. I'm like, what the hell is going on? We don't have a flu. We don't have a cold. What's going on? So we both went on thyroid meds. We knew we had some issues with thyroid, but I didn't know really what the definition was, the clinical definition for being hypothyroid. I mean, I just figured, hypothyroid is when your thyroid is just not working at all. So I started doing some research and I came across a manuscript, very, very, very detailed manuscript, very similar to coming across, Dr. Simeon's protocol. And I started having some mind-blowing information that completely contradicted my entire belief system, my entire way of eating, the way I've eaten for the last 5 years. So let me kind of give you a little caveat. Post-HCG, 2 years, I went 2 years easy without gaining more than 2 pounds. I was dialed in as can be. And our diet consisted of pretty much phase two, phase three meal combinations, just tweaking them and adding in some stuff. And then we'd have off days. And then, you know, we'd go out and just, you know, do a weekend or a day, a Sunday or a Saturday, and we'd have fight night and have chicken and what have you. So, but our lifestyle was pretty much, we lived in, you know, lean proteins, vegetables, proteins, you know, and you guys see the stuff we eat. It was like pretty much just different combinations, different variations, but pretty much the same type of foods. And so gradually over the last 3 years, that's when we started, you know, doing the HRT, started finding out there was some thyroid slowing issues, taking medication. So I'm in my email one day, just a few weeks ago. And because, you know, I saw this email come up, and I get a lot of junk mail. I get a lot of email. Thanks for joining the call. I get a lot of email, and I pretty much delete most of 90% of my email stuff because it's mostly junk or people selling stuff. And I see this hypothyroid email come across. And of course, whenever you have a problem and information comes in front of you, that's how things are sold in the world. I mean, if you get you at the right time. So it got my interest, and I went on the email, and I started listening to this guy's video. And the whole time in my head, I'm like, going, you're selling something, get to the chase. But he's giving information, which is great. He's giving information, but that still made me kind of go, what's that all about? That's kind of interesting. So I ended up buying the book, downloading it, and started reading through the information. And it took me about 30, 40 minutes. I said, Janie, you got to sit down. You got to start listening to this. So this is what got me, guys, that threw me off. All of a sudden, I'm looking at the list of, I hope we find my stuff now. The list of foods to avoid, and I'm pretty much, where's that list? I'm pretty much looking at, first I'm looking at the symptoms, right? I'm looking at symptoms, and it's talking about, you know, you wake up feeling unrested, and you're, you have frequent nightmares. Well, I didn't have that. Excessive snoring, well, I have that sometimes. Poor sleep quality, I would get up sometimes 3-4 o'clock in the morning and can't get back to sleep. Sleep apnea, well, I had that in the past. Night sweats, Janie was having night sweats. Puffiness, feel puffy and swollen, your face is swollen. Rashes, I would break out in skin rashes and couldn't figure out what the heck was going on with them. Hair loss, well, I couldn't deal with that, but Janie didn't have any hair loss. Dry skin, loss of eyelashes, didn't have that. Dark circles on the eyes, started having some of that. High cholesterol, didn't have that. I mean, but high blood pressure is something I've been, you know, off and on for years. Severe fatigue, changes in appetite, either up or down. And we started looking at the list and like going, man, there's like out of the 25 symptoms in different categories, there was like 15 of them that we were on. But I go, okay, that could be the number of things. So then we started looking at the foods to avoid in your diet. And lo and behold, the foods are cruciferous greens, you know, lettuce, spinach, kale, fatty fish, salmon, mackerel, tuna. And I was like, wow, there's a lot of, you know, some of the foods that Dr. Simmons had avoided, but that wasn't still what got me. The fact was nuts, like we eat walnuts and almonds. I mean, Janie, you know, dehydrates. I mean, the things I eat by the handfuls, I would have nuts every day. I had almonds or walnuts every day. I mean, green salads or green vegetables every day, cauliflower, broccoli. I mean, pretty much most of the green leafy vegetables that is prescribed in the HCG diet protocol, but is what I became a lifestyle eating. And the thing, so I avoided. I hadn't eaten carrots, you know, in 5 years because they were considered a starchy vegetable. I ate very few potatoes. I mean, unless it was sweet potatoes. I would have sweet potato fries versus regular potatoes. No dairy. I stopped drinking milk probably 10 years ago. I had cheese. It was one of the things I did like cheese. But so I wish I could find my list. But I mean, it was like looking at the list of foods to avoid was like literally 90% of the things that I was eating. And I was like, holy crap. Now this is what you really need to pay attention to, guys. It's not saying that green leafy vegetables and nuts and And fatty fish is bad for you. It's actually good for people to have a normal thyroid function. And this is where you really need, this is where the bell went off, okay? It's not necessarily the food you eat, it's how your body responds to these foods. So if you, so look at it as if you are hypothyroid and your thyroid function is diminished for one reason or other, and we'll go over that, eating foods that actually suppress thyroid function is going to make the problem worse, even if you don't know it. And if you eat a lot of foods in those categories, and they happen to be clumped in those categories, the things that I thought were extremely healthy, which are extremely healthy, but not healthy for someone who has a thyroid problem. So if over years now I'm eating foods that are actually suppressing my thyroid, it made sense that I went from, you know, being dialed in, it was very difficult for me to swing outside that 2000. I mean, I did my due diligence. I would have a steak day if needed, but the point was, it wasn't really hard for 2 years. And gradually there would be that 10-2-2 going on. And that's like been my thing, 10-2-2. And I'm okay with that. I wouldn't say I'm okay with it, but I was okay with that because I knew my limit was 10 pounds. But what happens, you start doing that 2, 3, 4 years. And for me, you have to understand, I'm a next level kind of guy. I'm the guy that goes, wait a minute, why am I even swinging 10 pounds? I mean, why am I even swinging 4 or 5 pounds? I remember that 2, 3 years prior to this, it wasn't a problem. What is going on? Am I getting older? Is it my hormones? Well, my testosterone levels were checked. They were good. I mean, I'm taking testosterone supplements. I mean, my cholesterol, my blood pressure, my blood sugar, all that stuff was great. But thyroid function was showing diminished, and I had some lipid stuff, you know, stuff in my blood. I make too many red blood cells. I have to get blood every 3-4 months. But other than that, I mean, my numbers are in pretty good shape, and yet I'm still having this thickness going around the waist, and Jamie's having the same thickness. Now, this is what really threw us into hyper research drive. Is, I don't know if you guys, those of you following me, you know that we do our annual Easter protocol. I'm an advocate of doing the protocol at least once a year, sometimes twice a year, to keep you dialed in. It detoxes the body, allows you just to stay focused and present, and not let your body get out of control. We do the Easter protocol. I lose pretty good. I mean, I was pretty good, and I was fudging because I would exercise my way out of it. Jane doesn't fudge; she doesn't play. When she's on protocol, stay in camera. Sorry, when she's on protocol, she is like freaking like a food Nazi. I hate that word, but I couldn't think of anything right now. She's not dialed in. Jane goes 30 days on HCG. Eating exactly what she's supposed to eat, exercising, doing yoga, going to brick and training, and she loses 2 pounds. And she goes, never, ever has she not lost 5, 10, 15, whatever she needed to lose, because she didn't have a lot to lose. But the point is, she's never more than 5 or 7 pounds. But if you're a woman and you're relatively lean, 5 or 7 pounds, that sets in your waist area. And my wife's the same way. You can look at her from the front on, and she's got a six pack, roughly, not chiseled six pack, but she's got a visible six pack. But from the side, you could tell that she had some thickness in there, and that's what she focused her attention on, of course, because we all point out the parts about ourselves that we don't like the most, right? So now she's like, wait a minute, HCG has never not worked for me ever in the 5.5 years, you know, 6 years we've been doing this, teaching this, and talking about it. And now she goes, it must be my hormones, something must be going on, because this never happened before. So now being the HCG diet coach hat on, I'm obsessed over why this protocol is not working for her. How is it possible she lost a net 2 pounds? So she loses the load, that's it. Loses 2 more pounds after 30 days of being diligent. Something's wrong. Well, there's a point where her thyroid function had really diminished, and the blood levels have actually really diminished. So let me kind of speed this along, because I know I only have like an hour or so. So I get this manuscript, start reading it, and realizing that understanding how the thyroid works, and the fact that, you know, most people think that hypothyroidism is basically your thyroid doesn't produce enough thyroid hormone. And that's really not the case. In some cases, it could be producing plenty of hormone, but what happens if you don't have the right pathways, and if you actually have the wrong diet, and the organs are not working in synergy? In other words, the thyroid hormone attaches to proteins in the body. The proteins bring it through the bloodstream delivers it to the liver and the other parts of the body that need the thyroid hormone in order for your body to function. If it gets bound in the body, in the process of being, you know, being secreted from the thyroid, and it's now traveling to the body and gets bound. What happens is you're making plenty of thyroid, but it's not getting to the body, getting to the parts of the body that need it. Therefore, your metabolism is not functioning correctly. It slows down, and you start to have symptoms of hypothyroid, which is the fatigue and the lack of energy and the lack of sleep and all a shit ton of things that happen. And weight gain is one of the ones that we all pay attention to, but actually that's the least dangerous, because the thyroid runs the show. You know, we think about our heart and our lungs and our liver and all of which, you know, most of them we can't live without. You can live without the thyroid, but it runs the show. If your thyroid is not functioning correctly, it can actually take everything out of whack. And what happens, it actually becomes very dangerous in the body when all of a sudden other organs start to get overworked or diminished or fail based on the function of your thyroid. So that's why this is one of the most important shows I'll ever talk about. I just want to give you enough information for this show for you to think about it, do some research yourself, check yourself. I'll show you how to do that at the end of the show. Test yourself, because doctors are not, let me get back to the blood test that they give you to check your thyroid function is working. It's already skewed from jump. So apparently 10, 20 years ago, they changed the testing method to THS testing, thyroid hormone serum. And they took 45% of the people off the range. So basically the test would only show that 5% of the population was actually out of range for thyroid. So whenever you get your blood work done, they'll tell you, well, your numbers are in range. And the thing is that basically the range has been diminished so much that most people will fall, 95% of the population will fall in range. And they already knew before they made this new adjustment that they already knew that 45% of the population already had hypothyroid. So hypothyroidism, that means basically what, 4.5 out of 10 people walk around with a thyroid that's not functioning optimally. Some are worse than others, but basically they fit in the category of the thyroid hormone is not doing what it needs to do in the body. They altered the test at only 5% of the people. So unfortunately, doctors in the medical industry they're not here to prevent disease or to fix the problem. They're here to medicate the problem. Hence, you know what? Here's your med. First, you're not even in the category. Don't worry about it. It must be something else. Just go live your life, and you must just be tired. Get some sleep. Or here's a thyroid medication. Put this in your system, and it'll make you feel better. Neither one work, and it said basically 95% of the people that actually take thyroid medication don't get any benefit from the result. So if in fact my thyroid may be producing enough hormone, I'm now taking medication for it to produce even more hormone, and it's being bound in the system and not going where it's going. I'm actually basically hurting my thyroid even more, not helping it. So why is that important? Because if you're walking around, if you're doing this protocol, and I deal with people every single day, you have to understand that this is important to me, because not only was it my own personal frustration, and problems are solved by you solving your own problems, right? So, and then you tell people about it. That's how I got here. But I talk to people every day that swear that they're freaking living a life, right? Living this renewed lifestyle, and it just creeps up on them. And they fall asleep like I did. You go 2 years, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and everything seems to be dialed in. You're barely swinging 3, 4, 5 pounds. You still look good. You feel good. It's not a big deal. But then everybody has that moment where all of a sudden it starts to compound on itself, and you start gaining 5, then 10, then 15. Then you start getting depressed about it. Then you start eating about it, and then you start gaining more and more and more, and all of a sudden you're back where you started from. Well, that's the vicious cycle that I vowed I wanted to put an end to, but I got to put an end to it here, right? So even though I have my limitations, not everybody has that limitation. And I believe my limitations are based on the fact that I have a lot more scrutiny on me. I choose to have a lot more scrutiny on me. So I can't just let myself go, right? That's a good thing, right? Or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. So, excuse me, water break. So when I got this, when I started reading this information, I started realizing it's not the food you eat, it's how your body responds to it. So it's not the fact that nuts are not good for you and healthy fats are not good for you. It is basically if you discover that you are hypothyroid, you must change the way you eat if you want to cure the thyroid problem. And what I love about this research, and which I will know the answer to, I mean, I'm having this conversation because I'm seeing progress, right? But the jury's not out on this yet. But the point is that it was important enough for me. I've seen enough to know that people should at least get the information, start researching yourself, because we have to start taking our health into our own hands. If we start we solely rely on our doctors to tell us what's going on with us and to give us another pill to solve the problem, we're going to slowly die off as a race. And so we have to start questioning, does that make sense? Is giving me 4 or 5 medications to treat one problem that gives me a symptom of another problem really the best way to treat this? Or should I figure out a way to cure the problem or at least fix one problem at a time? From the research I'm reading here and trying to articulate to you guys in short order here is that if by me changing my diet to foods that support the function of my thyroid, to actually unbind the hormone in my body, allow it to get to where it needs to go, not only will I feel better, not only will I have better energy, not only will weight, dialing my weight down to its natural weight, your body will just go there and want to stay there because it's functioning properly. You won't have to really kind of counteract that by overexercising to try and get the scale to manipulate what you want to do or the tape measure, whatever your poison is. And that to me is huge and important. And I think it'll save a lot of frustration for many of you listening. And I got to tell you, my lines are full here. I mean, the whole Periscope thing, people don't know how to get to it yet. It's kind of, I have, you know, 4, 5, 10, 20 to kind of come and go, but my lines are packed. That means, guess what? You guys either think you have hypothyroid, you have it, you know you have it, and you want to know what the hell to do about it. I'm telling you right now that you're going to walk away with enough information, at least know that you need to start thinking about doing something about it, and it will probably change your life. Can't guarantee it yet because I haven't done haven't finished my research, but I'm talking about it because I really believe that this information is crazy, 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 crazy cool. So this is the thing. Why is it so mind blowing to me? So, and it was terrifying, and I'm still a little terrified, but I'm a little less terrified than I was last week, and I'll also tell you why. I started reading about the foods you're supposed to eat, and just to give you a hint, this is the macros, right? 25% protein, 25% fat, 50% carbs. I was told from what I was reading that all artificial sweeteners, including natural sweeteners like stevia, xylitol, erythritol, whatever the other blended stevias are, all of them had to go off the table. All of those sweeteners that I take by the shitload, excuse my expression, started off, you know, and my friends will tell you, we've had conversations, I said, I'm not bet you're going to find out one day that this stevia stuff, no matter how great they say it is, and we all are promoting it, talking about it, that, you know, it's just something, if it's got to be processed even a little bit, there's something going to be wrong with it. Well, what I found out, I mean, I don't know if I've spoken into existence, but I'll find out that, I mean, I went from doing one pack of stevia to my friends laugh that I have 4 packs of stevia in my coffee, and my coffee tastes like syrup, right? You know, they're like, how do you get it so sweet? But the thing was that even with stevia, my intake became higher and higher and higher because my taste for it got lower and lower, like any other sweetener. And my tolerance became higher and higher. So to come to find out that now the foods I'm eating, the vegetables I'm eating, the very little fruit that I eat, the vegetables that I don't eat, and the stevia that I've been putting in my system and the sweeteners that I've chosen to put in my system, the majority of them, all are working against me as I'm lifting and eating clean and diet and doing yoga and freaking dialing my hormones in. I'm basically effing things up by eating this perfectly clean diet that I thought was perfect for me. And to come to find out because of a condition that I have, that I'm vowing to no longer have in a very short period of time, the food choices I was having was making the system work. And that's worse. And that is what I really want to impress upon you. So all of a sudden, I'm told that I need to eat fruit with every meal. I'm told that I'm supposed to actually have sugar, so either sugar from the fructose, or actually cane sugar, or honey, or organic maple syrup as a sweetener. But basically, in order to balance the protein and the carb in your diet for your body to digest it and for your thyroid in order to get the enhancement to increase its function, you have to balance the meal with a protein, a fat, and a carb and sugar, basically, or carbs that turn into sugar. Now, some of the things that were off the table, even in this approach, were white flour, refined sugar, wheats and grains and bread, that kind of stuff. That stuff was off the table, right? But the sweet potatoes and the white potatoes and the carrots, the things that I've been freaking vowing against, you can see me on Periscope, I'm making X's with my fingers. The stuff that I was basically going, I don't eat that stuff. I mean, carrots, I mean, we get organic frozen vegetables, and all of us in the house would go through the vegetables, and we would throw out the carrots. We've been doing it for years, right? And it's not like I don't like carrots. I love carrots, but in my mind, they were sugary starch, and I don't really eat sugary starches, only on occasion. So I'm sitting here with this, with my mouth open, going, I'm not going to freaking eat all this sugar. There's just no freaking way that this sugar, that doesn't make any sense. You got to understand that it takes a lot for something to take some information in that's really, really challenging your belief system. And this is the thing, the reason why I had to have this conversation with you guys today is because very similar to the HE diet when I came across it and the fact that I had to take injections and I was like a little freaked out and it was women's, you know, pregnancy, urine, and I was like, what the hell? But I was desperate enough to go, you know what, I got to try it because nothing else is working, right? I've gone three years now with the same 10-pound swing, and it's not a big deal to the world. It's not a big deal to anybody else, but it's a big deal to me. I talked about it. It wasn't like I hit it. The point is, I look the part. I can, you know, it's only my own shit, right? But the point is, I know that it didn't seem normal for someone to go out and have one dinner or have sushi, Friday night sushi, and get on the scale. I'm up 7-8 pounds, and it took me to the end of the next week to get close to back putting it back off, and it would always be, me, okay, I got most of it off. No big deal, right? I do yoga, water weight to come off. You know, the bottom line is, over time, that 1 pound would be 1 pound a month. But guess what? In 6 months, it's 6 pounds. 6 pounds of fat, 6 pounds of fat. If your body fat changes, and actually would happen more rapid than that. But like I said, I would still dial it in. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at, and I'm reading in the literature that you didn't damage your thyroid overnight. You're not going to cure it overnight, and it means you're going to have to go through this process, and you're just going to start seeing results. And where is it? Documentable results, which I'll talk to you about shortly, how I could tell that my thyroid was actually improving its function through a couple of little simple tests you do from home with stuff you already have in your house, right? And the reason I'm holding off on that, because I want you guys to pay attention to get all the information instead of go, oh, that's what you do, and you run off the phone and go off half-cocked, right? So I'm doing that for a reason. I'm not trying to just drag it out, but I just want you to get this information. So as I'm reading this stuff, he said, you know, so it's not uncommon for people to gain a little weight before your body adjusts and your hormone levels balance out and before you start to really get the benefits of the energy level and everything. And the last part you're going to get out of this, right, is that once your thyroid starts to heal itself and the rest of the body starts to embrace the normality of it, you'll start to lose weight, right? And it could be 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month and a half, 2 months. You don't know, right? And I'm like, oh, shit. So, you know, it's the gain weight. So just so you know that it takes balls to do this thing, I'm telling you right now, if you're faint of heart or you can't deal with the scale, within the first week, the scale went up 4.5, 5 pounds. First week of changing out the diet. This nutrition plan that's strictly for those who have hypothyroidism, so I'm going to say that a lot through the show in case people come on late and they think somehow I'm talking about some new HCG protocol. I'm not. It may be at some point in time, because that'll be my next experiment, of course. But for right now, it's about fixing and healing the thyroid, right, for those who have a thyroid problem. A lot of dairy. I'm like, but you know, it's like organic, whole, raw, right? I mean, we're still talking about the healthiest options you can get. We don't eat a lot of dairy. I mean, cottage cheese and Greek yogurt was probably and cheddar cheese, sharp cheddar cheese and feta cheese. I know that's goat cheese, but we would eat some dairy, but not drinking milk was not something. I haven't drank milk since I was, I don't know, probably a teenager, right? I went to almond milk and coconut milk and like a lot of people. Actually, for a long time we were soy milk, but soy is something you want to stay away from too if you have hypothyroid. So high fruit, moderate protein, moderate fats, and a lot of your protein is coming from dairy products and of course whole proteins, you know, meats. And even to find out that even your protein that actually you really, if you're hypothyroid, you really shouldn't have a protein all by itself. That breaking down that protein by itself without having what they call a balanced meal, right? You actually force the thyroid to work twice as hard and the body work twice as hard to break down that protein. So the whole eating regimen of having literally fruit or sugar with every meal freaks you out. So for me, the first week, first 7 days on this plan, I gained 5 pounds. That's almost, what, 3/4 a quarter of the time a day. And I'm about to say, F this. I'm not doing this. I don't care what the hell the problem is. I'm not doing it. Ego got in the way. I'm like, not doing it. What if I do this thing for the whole 30 days and now I'm 20 pounds heavier? I'm not willing to do that, right? Ego. And I had to realize that what was going wrong in my body was really the problem. The point, I needed to deal with fixing the problem. Otherwise, I still would deal with the frustration of being the 10-2-2. And if you got on late, my 10-2-2 was gain 10 pounds, go up 2% in body fat, or go up 2% in 2 inches in my waist. And that was my frustration, right? And Janie had her own work. You know, it'd be 5 or 7 pounds and still can't get under 140 pounds. And she's normally at 132 and you know, 128 she loves, but 132 is where she's at. And she can't break that for the life of her. And she's an exerciseaholic. So the gurus are having problems, right? And I think that's a God thing, right? I mean, what are the odds that husband and spouse, I mean, I heard people that live together have similar problems, but they have similar physical problems, similar frustrations. I mean, I just think it was a God thing that we had to freaking figure out a way to solve this problem. And the information came to me, and I was willing to be open enough to read it, understand it, and try it. So I'm about to quit, literally. That's why I tell you that we walk a spiritual journey. I'm about to quit and go, I'm not doing it. You know, if I know I can just do another round of ATG and drop the weight. You know what, freaking nah. And then I tell myself, you know what, dude, just, you need to, I'm on the fence. And I go to bed and I wake up the next morning and I get a 2-pound drop. I'm like going, okay, wait a minute. And it wasn't like it happened. I got a 2-pound drop, then it stayed there for a couple of days, but at least it was like the universe going, hold on a second, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Excuse me, water break. Just hang in there. So I do. And I'll tell you what's happened up to that point. But let me just make sure I get in all this information and I'm going to open the lines. So I think I'm moving along pretty good. So talked about foods, talked about symptoms. We talked about symptoms, talked about testing. We'll do that last. Talked about the kind of the macros. But to give you an idea of, you know, what it looks like to have a balanced day on this plan. Now, also, so these are things that got it. So coconut oil was something. There's only two oils that we could use in our new nutrition plan: olive oil and coconut oil. Olive oil should never be heated. So basically, that was a cold salad type oil, or you know, poured on other stuff, and you have the coconut oil. Well, great. We've been using coconut oil for years. A plus. We had to add in a gelatin, a pure gelatin, which I love this, and I'm going to recommend this for even ATG protocol. It's called Great Lakes Gelatin. Actually, a buddy of mine, Chris, told us about it. I already had it in my cabinet, and I didn't want to. It's gelatin, and you can make just what Jell-O's made out of, but it has no flavor. And if you put it in liquid, if it's hot, it dissolves. If it's cold, if you don't drink it right away, it clumps up. And I was like, you know, okay, it's got 11 grams of protein in it, and like, yeah, but I used it for like a day or two. I was like, no, it doesn't really, I'm not getting any, it doesn't turn me on. But here it's reintroduced again. Now, the point was that Chris had mentioned it. We bought it. Someone else had mentioned it. I read it in a bodybuilder magazine that they mentioned it. And all of a sudden, this guy mentioned it. When something comes back to me 3, 4, 5 times, it's basically the universe knocking me on the head saying, hello, I'm talking to you. I'm trying to tell you something. So we add the gelatin in. This is a pure protein. This gelatin, you have to take it. You can add it. You can sprinkle it on food. You can add it to your, you know, your liquids, your shakes. Oh, another thing off the list was protein shakes. Protein shakes basically did not do anything. They hindered the function of your thyroid. I had a protein shake at least once a day, post-workout shake. I mean, I've been advocating that forever, right? It didn't matter how quality the protein shake was. It doesn't matter if it was New Zealand protein. It didn't matter. Bottom line is protein shakes, the quality of the protein in the body for someone who's hypothyroid, it basically hinders the function. So think about someone coming in and taking away your entire menu and telling you got to eat completely something different. And if you didn't have a problem to solve, you'd probably say no. So all of a sudden, all these things are off the table. The things that we love, used, or ate all the time because that's what we loved and thought was the healthy choices for us. And to come to find out that it is completely counterintuitive. So we switch. So I'm going to give you the good news, right? Let's bring it home. So I had a 2-pound loss. And I would go to yoga, and usually I go to yoga and I drop 3-4 pounds of water. I know it's water weight, but it would give me the psychological thing on the scale. I'd be, I could wake up at, 207, and then after yoga, I'm 202, and then, I come back up a couple pounds. But it was like, I played that game with myself. And, I love going to yoga just to sweat out the water. I'd go to yoga, and I'd drop 2 pounds. Scale would not move. I mean, barely move. It would normally drop 4 or 5, right? So I'm like, wow, I'm not getting any kind of instant gratification from this plan. And it's kind of produced because it's taking all the sugar and the fruit and the sugar. I mean, literally, so I had coffee. Now, my coffee, this is my, so I'm having my bulletproof coffee, and this is what it looks like. It used to look like I'd have, a little bit of grass-fed butter. I'd use MTC oil. I would do cream or my actual creamer. I would have the coffee, of course, and then I would have, 2 packs of stevia, maybe 3, depending on how sweet I want it. I'd blend it, and I have this, great latte, if you will. And all of a sudden, I got to leave out the stevia. I got to get rid of the creamer because it had, had a chemical in it called carrageenan, which is horrible for you. It's actually banned in the UK, but it's in a lot of foods. I kind of knew it was in there, but now I knew that I had to stop it. Because I had to stop anything that was going to be causing a problem. Because you have to give it all in or not. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. So I started putting regular, cream or raw milk. And then all of a sudden, I'm putting in a teaspoon of sugar going, okay, I'm not eating a lot of sugar. And I taste the coffee, and the coffee, of course, doesn't taste anything close to what I'm used to. And I put another teaspoon, and I'm like, okay, it's not even getting close. So the first day, I put 4 teaspoons of sugar. Guys saying, eat sugar. So I'll just, cane sugar, honey, or maple syrup. And so I kind of, and the coffee kind of gets, still doesn't taste as sweet as stevia, but it kind of, at least it's tolerable. It kind of still has the same fluff and what have you. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't remember the last time I had 4 teaspoons of freaking sugar in a drink or of anything. And as the days went on, I actually only needed two teaspoons of sugar. And my taste buds started to change. I mean, I didn't need to have the coffee that sweet, and actually started tasting pretty good. To tell you, I got to tell you that I'm still freaked out for this day with the food combinations. I mean, breakfast is an egg or 2 eggs and a glass. And if you have 1 egg, it's 4 ounces of orange juice, organic, fresh squeezed orange juice, or 2 eggs, you get 8 ounces of orange juice. Juice? I didn't drink juice. I was telling you people that the body doesn't handle juice. It's not meant to, drink 2, 3, 10 oranges at one time. I'm telling you, some of the stuff that I've been talking about, which is not invalid information, but if I'm talking to somebody that has hypothyroidism, I'm giving them wrong information. And that's what was hugely important to me. And now I knew that I had a tool that I could tell somebody before I even coached them, let's have you do this test. Let's figure out where your body's at. Yeah, some people already know they have thyroid issues. They're on medication. Great. But let's see exactly what your thyroid function is so we can actually see if it's improving over time. I got to tell you that on the HCG protocol, it seems it's a completely different animal. It's a completely different animal for some reason. I don't know what about the magic of HCG, but the hormone panel seems to just normalize for that period of time while you're on phase 2. And then you come off, and then that's, depending on time, that's when whatever your diet is after that is where it can affect you. So I got to tell you that I'm still a huge fan of the HCG protocol, and I've always felt great, and I've always had great blood work post protocol. As after I've been off for some time, it seems to where the problem starts to create itself. So I'm looking at this whole information, and I'm like taking it in. It's scary because every time I make a meal combination, I'm kind of going, I don't get this. I mean, and the sugar, and it just doesn't make sense. So I'm going to get to the important part because of how I knew why I felt comfortable enough after 10, 11 days of being on this plan that I would talk about. So usually, like I said, I don't like being premature with information, but I felt it was so compelling and so important for at least for you guys to hear that. But some of you that are frustrated, especially those of you that believe you that feel like you eat really clean, or even if you eat moderate, but you're eating foods and you think that you look at them and you think, oh, I'm doing okay, and for some reason you can't figure out what the hell's going on, or if you don't and you want to, you'll be able to walk away from this show, and I'm gonna do the replay of the show and give you the link with the information that I got for those who this may apply. And I want to reiterate again: if in fact you follow through this little test and you realize that your thyroid is perfectly fine, either it's hyper or it's normal, none of this information that I covered today applies to you at all. None of it. Just leave it, move on, and continue to do what you're doing. It's fine. If, in fact, you find that you fit into that category, I immediately encourage you to start looking at changing what you're eating, because the long-term effects can be devastating, especially if your thyroid shuts down and you have to remove it from the body. And then there's people, I have clients that don't have a thyroid and they're on meds for the rest of their life and they still can't get the benefit of the complete benefit of what having an actual working thyroid does in the body. But I mean, there's some that live perfectly fine with it, but they also need to have, their macronutrients need to match the function of the body. So that's why this information is important. So make sure I don't miss anything. So bottom line is, so what I did to know that it was working. All right, so the simple test that is more accurate than the blood test given by every doctor out there, because they all use pretty much the same testing system and the same ranges, is it's so simple that you're probably going to not believe me, because I didn't really believe it until I saw it. So this is the thing. We all have, we hear that our body temperature normal is considered 98.6. 98.6. Most people don't really run at 98.6. They run a little bit lower than that. Unless they have a fever, they run a little higher. But most people run 98.4, 98.2, 98. But in that range, usually above 98. So what I read when I was reading this information, which was another information that I totally thought I would, didn't. I'm not used to being so wrong, right? So for you to figure out if you're if you have hypothyroidism or you're hypothyroid, you have to basically check your resting heart rate, your pulse, and your body temperature. And you have to do that 3 times a day. And the reason why you do it 3 times a day is to eliminate any kind of false readings. And once you get the answer, it's pretty conclusive that is what it is. And then you start working how to fix it. Now, this is the thing. So the average body temperature of the human being is 98.6. They say that's normal. So what I read, which was pretty interesting, is that if your body temperature, your waking temperature, that means you literally have to minimize your movement to make sure your pulse, everything is as accurate as possible, and your temperature. So you don't want to have to get up and go to the bathroom and come back to the bed and lay down in bed, and you've already changed the biorhythms of the body. So you want to have a thermometer. If those of you that are watching thermometer, this is the digital one. We also have the regular glass ones. We use two of them just to make sure they're both coming to the same range. If you use a digital one, you want to hold it under your tongue for 1 or 2 minutes just to settle the temperature before you push the button, because you can sometimes get a false reading. So you hold it in your tongue for 1 or 2 minutes. I say 2 minutes. You hit the button, then it gives you a temperature in about 10, 15 seconds, and that's your temperature. If your body temperature is below 97.6, okay, and your pulse is below 85 beats per minute, there's a high chance, a very high probability, like in the 90 percentile, that you have a thyroid dysfunction. Okay, are you full blown hypothyroid? Maybe not, but you're still in the category of being hypothyroid, right? Means your hypo means your thyroid is moving slower than something's moving. Either the hormones being released is slower, or it's getting slower through the body, or it's not getting to where it needs to go. In that category, I was under the impression, excuse my ignorance, but I was under the impression, especially somebody who battled with hypertension for 20 something years before I reached this amazing protocol, I was under the impression to lower your pulse to help you are. I still to this day take my blood pressure every day or every other day. I still want to stay on top of it and make sure, especially I take ADD meds and my blood pressure can fluctuate throughout the day. But as long as it's low when I wake up and it's low when I go to bed and it has that temporary rise from the stimulant, I understand that my blood pressure is relatively under control. As long as it's not running way out of control, I have to monitor. So I pay attention to it. So I was under the impression that a low pulse means that I'm freaking a stud. Right? I mean, my low resting heart rate means my heart's not having to overwork itself. And now I'm reading this stuff. I just take this book and go, oh, this is gospel. I went looking for confirmation of what this author was talking about. I wasn't going to buy one guy's information and go, okay, you can make a lot of research, a lot of data here. I started Googling my ass off to see if any of the information he was saying, if I could find other doctors, scientists, or people talking about the same conversations, and I found tons of them. It's amazing when you know what to look for, and you open your optical reticulator, all of a sudden you start seeing information in a different way. Like, it's like the red bug. You see a red bug, and also you see red bugs everywhere, right? So I'm looking at my, I do my pulse, and I do my temperature, and my temperature is 96, and my pulse is 63. I'm thinking, what the heck? He thinks it'll be 85. I'm thinking, I thought I was a rock star at 63. I come to find out, and he says, really, the healthier you are, and he goes under 70. I mean, the person who was a little over 70, but 85, the healthier, because 85 is like stud bill or studette bill, right? That's normal. And then if you're 70 above, well, that's kind of, you're healthier, but it means you're less healthy if you're under 70. Now, that's hard for a guy like me who prides himself on considering myself to be pretty damn healthy. I eat healthy, I exercise, I live a healthy lifestyle, and I'm having something statistically, information, the data I'm getting back that is telling me that I may not be as healthy as I think. Janie does hers, and Janie is, I want to say 68, 69 temperature, and her pulse is, I think, 68, 69. She was on a 67.6. What did I say? I went 98.6, so oh, 7, wait, right? It was 98.6, so 97. Oh, yeah, so she's, so her temperature is like 97. All right, so temperature is 97. So her pulse is, you know, low, but not as low as mine. Actually, I find out, I'm thinking that she's the one that had more of a hypothyroid problem than me because she had to scrape the fatigue. And I come to find out that mine's actually functioning less than hers based on my feedback. So now the point is you have to take your pulse with your resting heart rate, or pulse, I should say, and then your temperature right when you wake up. Then you take it 20 minutes after you eat. And the reason why you do it 20 minutes after you eat breakfast is because if you have, some people have the other reaction where you have your pulse is actually elevating, is above 85, and your temperature is low, and it's now you're getting mixed signals because now it's saying one aspect is, they're supposed to be both either together, to give you a congruent answer that you're either hypo or not, right? So if you have a higher pulse and you have a lower temperature and they're not congruent, then you need to eat. You need to take it after you eat breakfast. 20 minutes after you eat breakfast, take your temperature again, take your pulse again. If your pulse drops, it means it was basically being driven by adrenaline, and that means your stress hormone was high, your cortisol, adrenaline levels were high, and your pulse is being driven by that. So it's a false positive or false negative. And if it drops back into that range, that means that if it's below the 98.6 as far as temperature is concerned and your pulse is below the 85, then it shows that, yes, you are hypothyroid. So, and you're supposed to do this every single day. So now the new regimen is we wake up in the morning, I get the thermometer, I take my temperature, I wake up before her, I clean it, I put it on her side of the bed, she takes it, and we do our pulse and what have you, and we write that, start charting everything. They give you a chart, you start charting everything. Now, within a week, within a week or so, you start to see some progress, right? So you should start to see some changes in your elevation in your pulse, elevation in your body core temperature, and that kind of tells you. And if you guys live in the bodybuilder world, they used to take a supplement called Clenbuterol, and it was basically a bronchial stimulator for people who had asthma. But they found that if they took it, it would actually raise your core temperature up just slightly, so it would kind of give you like you had a slight fever. And by your body being just a couple of ticks, I mean, from 98.6 to 98.8 or to 99 or even maybe just 100, but it was usually just 99, it would actually increase your metabolism like tenfold. So just that little slight increase in your body temperature would actually help you burn fat because your body would be elevated. It'd be running, burning energy at a higher rate. And so they would take that, body would take that to kind of get into their fitness goals or get into their show goals. And I want to tell you that because the importance of how a slight change in temperature can be to the human metabolism. So as we're doing this charting, as we're eating the sugar and the sweet potatoes and the baked potatoes, and we're having the proteins and we're having juice or fruit with every meal, and then you have a fruit snack before you get, I mean, if you look at it really, it can be, it's actually, if you get past the psychological, mind mess up, you kind of go, this is kind of cool. I mean, I like fruit. And this is the thing, but I did start to find, notice, even though it's only 11 days into this. So I all of a sudden I started, weight wasn't moving. I did that 2 pounds. It would stay there. And I was literally like stay there. I stayed at Wait for 3 to 5 days. So now first week I was up 4. I went down to the very beginning of the second week, and then all of a sudden on day 8 or 9, the body drops another 3 pounds. And I kind of go, wow. And I kind of missed yoga because we were busy working, so I didn't get to go yoga, so I wasn't sweating the water out, and I'm like going, wow. And I go, okay, you know what? Thank you for that, because it just keeps me moving in the right direction. Just like the AC protocol, when you get good results or get some results, it just wants to keep you in the game, because I'm telling you, I'm still every day the meal, even though the meal combinations are kind of getting, it's, for us, it's kind of actually getting to be fun, because Jenny goes, you know what? I'm back in the kitchen. I'm trying to figure out what to make. I'm trying to figure out how to tweak it, because now we're eating, we ate relatively the same menu, just different variations and threw different stuff in, but the same kind of menu for years now. So all of a sudden the menu gets completely changed. The type of foods get completely changed. And we're now kind of going, wow, this is kind of cool, right? But still scary. Jamie starts to, her energy levels start to feel better. All of a sudden she's now, because she had the injury in her hamstring, she couldn't do yoga, just off of yoga for a month, but she's still training at Brick. She's on the treadmill now. She's working out in the house, doing different exercises. And she's like, my levels are feeling good. But for her, the dairy, the transition into the dairy foods is still giving her stomach a little bit of problems. But energy-wise, she's starting to feel better. Temperature-wise, both of our, if you're looking at our charts, you can see that you see the body temperature going up gradually, stays the same, it goes up. But every day, there's a slight uptick, the pulse. So just for example, to give you my pulse this morning, my waking pulse, this morning, I don't know how, I woke up at 4:30 this morning. So it doesn't matter when you wake up, but I definitely didn't have enough sleep. I went to bed at 12:30 and woke up at 4:30. It's one of those days. But I still took it's waking. It doesn't matter what time it's waking, right? So I ended up taking it twice, to be sure. But I took it and my pulse was, my body temperature was 98. So 98.6. So from 97, from 97 to 98, that's a big percentage. I'm going to say that was actually, I was 96. I was 96. Yeah, because it said 96.7, right? So I was 96 and I went to, I was 98 and I was, yesterday it was like 97, 96. But I was 98 this morning, and my pulse was 77, right? It's 95, but from 63 to 77, that shows that my body is responding, right? And it's been gradually in the 70s most of the time from 63 as we've gone into the second week going up. Progress, right? So I'm like, that's progress. That's notable, trackable progress. Energy-wise, started feeling, but even being up since 4:30 this morning, right? I still did yoga today. I still feel good. I was dragging my ass, man. But I got to tell you, the first week I was taking naps. I was falling asleep in the middle of the afternoon. This whole sugar thing, getting your blood sugar regulated. But the funny thing is that the sugar actually, putting the sugar with every meal actually helps you regulate your blood sugar, and that's why you do it. I mean, it's opening up a whole new world of information to me, guys. And I mean, it's like, you get certification in nutrition, but all of a sudden you start talking about a whole different malady and how you have to eat for a certain different illness or structure. It's completely different information, and it's fascinating for me. For me, it's fascinating. So just to make a long story short, so I can close the show and maybe open the line for some of you having questions, it has been showing noticeable progress that what we've been doing is actually looks as if it's actually making things better. It looked like it was getting worse for a minute, but it's actually feeling better, looking better, but the numbers are changing. So the goal is to get your body temperature as close to 98.6 as possible, and to get your pulse as close to 85 as possible. And that means that you're in optimal range for that, and that tells you that your body internally is functioning the way your thyroid internally is functioning the way it needs to, because now your core temperature is where it's supposed to be. You're now burning calories the way you're supposed to burn calories. And I think it's fascinating. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who anybody hears this information, nothing is fascinating. So if this applies to you, you do this test, and then so you, I mean, once you do it again at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So waking, then post breakfast, 20 minutes after breakfast, and then 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you track those three numbers. And they all should be relatively in range or showing gradual increases. And I got to tell you that I think at 3 o'clock yesterday, my pulse was like 99 or 98. It was like over. And I was like, well, I didn't really run it or do anything. And my temperature was like 98.4. And I think I even hit a couple 98.6s a couple days in between during the middle day, midday. And I don't know if that could be, you know, based on some of my supplements or my ADD meds. I don't know. I'm probably pulse could probably be elevated a little bit for that. But as far as the two morning ones, are there before any kind of supplements or any kind of anything in my system. And that's the more accurate one. So the afternoon one, it's still increased from me taking the same supplement, same medication, the very first week, and the numbers did not go up nearly that high. So I'm still tracking some progress. So why did I want you to know this information? Because number one, I want you to know you can test yourself to find out if this applies to you. So no one who hears this show or ever gets coached by me again personally on the HD diet protocol will go through it knowing they have a thyroid function that may be addressed. Now, the obvious question, to me, is can I create a hypothyroid HCG protocol that actually work with this much sugar? I mean, it's completely counterproductive to the protocol as far as anybody following. We know if you eat sugar and starch on the freaking protocol, you don't lose weight, right? But if someone's hypothyroid, would they? Now, I'm the guy that does these experiments. I don't want anybody listening to this thing to go, I'm just going to go out and try some sugar and see if that works. I don't want you to do that. I mean, that's kind of the role I've taken on that my wife and I, we are the, you know, we call them the guinea rats or the rats, whatever, the experimental rats or whatever they call, lab rats. But I need to know. I need to know that answer. I need to know if I change out the vegetables. I didn't go through all the different vegetables that are on it, but they're not, the list is actually very, very, very kind of consolidated. Just kind of give you a little brief peek at it. For vegetables, right? For vegetables, is carrots, cucumbers, bell peppers, potatoes, sweet or white, squashes, turnips, parsnips, garlic, onion, tomatoes, zucchini, beets, radishes, and jicama. No green leafy vegetables on there at all, right? All of my go-to stuff, broccoli, cauliflower, rice, all that stuff. Does it mean you never eat it again? No, but until I heal my thyroid, these are off the table for me, right? All or nothing. Fruits, peaches, plums, cherries, oranges, apples, pears, watermelon. We've been eating watermelon and honeydew and strawberries. A lot of the honeydew stuff, we make a big fruit salad, cherry grapes, like freaking grapes. I have like grapes with like almost every meal. Grapes, like the freaking highest sugar freaking fruit you can. I mean, when I say freak you out, I mean freak you out, right? But just to give you an idea of why this freaked me out and why anybody that you're not eating like this and this is not the way you eat, and if you eat this way and you have it, then it's no big deal, right? But for somebody like me, I want you to know that's how big of a stress it's been for me and why it was so mind-blowing and why I needed to share this information with you. So just to kind of close it out, test yourself with the information I gave you. Figure out if this applies to you. If you're on my mailing list, once the replay is up, I'm going to send the link out to the show, the replay, for those who couldn't make it live. I'm also going to put the information, the write-up on this protocol and the information where I got the information from. If you guys want it, great. If you don't want it, that's fine. But I'm going to make it available. At least I'm going to show you where to find it. You choose if you want it or not. But if you do the test and you figure out this is for you, you should be doing a happy dance, because this is what I predict, okay? There's certain things that I had a knowing after the first week of being on HC protocol that I found the solution for me. Right? It's not for everybody, but I found the solution for me. Being silently frustrated with my 10-2-2 for the last couple of years, it's been that thing, that nagging thing that, I told people honestly, I said, I ended this protocol at 7% body fat. My skin was like cellophane, and I was at 50. It was 49. And as the years went on, I can get to 8.2 is my lowest, I think. Or 7.9 is my lowest, but I didn't stay there for long. But some people are like, that's ridiculous. Why do you need to be 7%? I don't. 10% is fine. But it's about the look. It's not about the body fat number for me. But the point is, the difference in symmetry. I kept telling Janie, she goes, why do you keep living these war hero stories? I mean, that was then, your body's different now, you're older now, it doesn't mean, you still look great. Why are you chasing that dragon? It's because there's something inside of me that knows where my body is capable of being. And because of how I've been eating and because I have a condition that I really didn't understand, and that's why I want to open up to you guys that you may have a condition you don't understand, that there may be a part, there may be a part of you guys, some of you guys that have, you know, you got that last 10 pounds and you're trying, you can't figure out what the frick is the problem here. And ACG won't do it. It's not the protocol for somebody that last 10 pounds lose. It just doesn't really, it's not really most effective there, right? It's most effective for the 20 pounds or more. So this may be the thing that you didn't know that was going on that could help you get there. For those of you that have had an obesity problem all your life, been taking medication thinking that was solving the problem, and it really was making the problem worse or not, or at least not improving it, you may have a way to either lose weight naturally. It is a slower boat to China, right? But it is the healthier, longer term thing for you to do, because the healthier your body is. If it's out of whack, you're going to always end up back. Not back where you started from, but you're always going to be struggling with some part of your weight. That's why hormone balancing is such a passion. But guess what? Balance means balance. That means that you can't have one organ that especially as important as this one out of whack and have the other one is dialed in. They won't be able to stay dialed in. There's always going to be something knocking the other person out, right? My battery's low. You guys on Periscope, I may lose you because my battery's dying. I don't have a charger. But anyway, so I just wanted you guys to get this information, digest it, do your little test, get your little thermometer. You can use a digital or a regular, you know, I don't think they make Mercury anymore, but they look, you know, the glass one. They're harder to read because you can't get the point, you know, the point two, the point whatever. It's very hard to see between those little dashes. So you round it either up or down. So it's going to be like 97.5 or 98.5. You can't really, it's kind of hard. So the digital one is cool. Just make sure you pre-warm up the digital one first before you actually push the button. And then take your pulse. And if you don't know how to take your pulse, guys, I never took my pulse before. I always use my blood pressure cuff because it gives me an accurate pulse, the same number. But you either put your fingers on your carotid artery, and you have a stopwatch or your watch at a second hand, and you just start at 60, and you count each, you know, every time you hear it beat. So not, you don't count the seconds on your watch. You just count how many times you hear your, how many times you feel that pulse. That's what they call a pulse. And either your wrist or your neck. And you count it in your head until you see the clock go 60 seconds, and whatever that number is. So if you get to 65 in 60 seconds, or 70, or 85, like if you're perfect, you get 85 in 60 seconds, then you know you're chilling, you're good. This doesn't apply to you. You move on, right? You just leave the information out of your psyche and you move on. But if it does apply to you, you have at least information that you can go to, read, digest, understand what your body is doing, and figure out a way to fix it. So I got like 17 minutes, guys, to open up the lines. If anybody has any questions, you press 1 on your phone and throw your hand up. You're going to have to be brief if you have a question. If you don't, I'll just keep talking about the really cool stuff that's coming up, and we'll just close the show. But I really, really hope that this information, I mean, based on the call lines, the people called in, you know, they wanted to know about it. And those who maybe didn't think it applied to them, they hung up. But then I'd say the lines are still packed. My Periscope fans, thank you guys. The four of you guys that hung in there for all of almost 90 minutes. That's bomb. Badass. I appreciate it. The first time I use this, so I appreciate it. Send me some hearts though, man. I'll give you some good information. I want to get that heart thing going that they have on Periscope. But it's just been really fascinating ride, guys. And it's not over yet. We still got another, you know, 45 days to go. But I'm encouraged. And I'm going to give you feedback. I'll definitely do another show about this in a couple more weeks, let you know the progress. Like I said, to me, it's really more about healing the thyroid and knowing that you actually can heal your thyroid or heal your body. Your body can heal itself if you give it the right opportunity and the right nutrients. And that to know that not all healthy food is healthy for the same person. And I think that's really kind of the takeaway from this. Everybody wonders, I mean, the HG protocol is probably the only protocol, I want to say weight loss plan that I have seen work for people from all walks of life, all races, all body types, with all kinds of ailments at a 90% level consistently for, you know, years now. And it's an anomaly. It's like most weight loss plans don't. I mean, they say many of the things that cause, you know, your thyroid to be out of whack, it could be a low-carb diet, it could be a low-fat diet, low, you know, high protein. I mean, any particular nutrition plan can actually throw the diet, your one or more of your organs out of whack if your body doesn't really adapt to that, right? But we're talking about this one particular ailment, and the food you're eating right now may be causing this your symptoms to create symptoms or to make symptoms worse. And you want to get the symptoms list to you when you start reading through, because the symptoms I gave you were brief. There's like a 5-page questionnaire you have to fill out saying what symptoms you have, and you start realizing how much stuff you've been experiencing that is tied to your thyroid function it's going to blow your mind. I mean, it could be from the cold fingers to cold feet to, you know, being not being able to tolerate heat or cold. You know, not, I mean, the big ones are, you know, the lethargy and the energy, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's, there's some minor behind the things, things you don't even think about. And the fact that I thought my wife had chronic fatigue syndrome, that she had Epstein-Barr, because what could it be? I mean, we're doing her hormone panel and said, yeah, thyroid's a little out of whack, but she's taking medication for it, so that should be fixed. You know, we're looking at worse. I mean, I got really scared. I started thinking, and I hate to say that, I started thinking, well, what if there's something really wrong with you? I mean, when I say she was down, she was down. I mean, she was down, and it was like physically down. And just all she could say is, I just don't feel right. I can't believe why I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. And just, and it was starting to make, even weighing on her depression. And she's like, oh, I can't live like this, right? So it was important to find a solution to this. And it just kind of stumbled across my email. And I just chose to be open to it because I knew there was a nagging problem. And what if I get some information? That's what I do. I read stuff. I read shit until something makes sense. And then I test it and I experiment with it. And I test on other people and say, if it doesn't make sense, it worked for you. And I kind of go, hey, maybe there's something new out there that works, right? And so for me, I was like, going, this is a problem. And I got past my skepticism. I got past my, you're trying to sell me stuff, to, is there an answer? Could there be an answer into this information that will solve Jamie's problem and in turn solve my problem? And they say when you basically, you know, if you're trying to help somebody solve their problem, in most cases, you're solving your own. And there's truth to that, right? I think every experiment I've had and I've done is because I'm trying to figure out the answer to a problem. And it's either a problem that someone else had that repeatedly more than one person had it, the numbers kept speaking loudly. That's why phase three came about, and phase 3.0, because people, that was their Achilles heel, right? Phase four, their Achilles heel. Phase one and phase two is easy for the average person. It's like, tell me what to do, I do it. When you leave them to your own accord and you have to find and figure it out, it was rough, right? So we created solutions to people that had massive problems. But the biggest solutions have been the ones that have touched close to home, right? And so this is close to home, very close to home. And I got to tell you that just watching this progress, and Jane and I having to kind of figure out a menu and how you feel and asking, hey, how are your numbers and how are my number? We're not competing at all. It's just say, are you getting results? And where I'm getting results, like for me, I'm crapping like 3-4 times. I know it's a bit too much information, but just to give you contrast, that Janie's having a complete opposite reaction. And the fact that, you know what, Janie sometimes all or nothing, right? It says introduce dairy very, very slowly. I mean, to the point of you taking just a tablespoon of milk in your coffee, and then you kind of gradually go. But she's like, oh, freaking dairy, I'll have a yogurt, and I'll have some cottage cheese, and too much. For some reason, my system, which I'm supposed to be lactose intolerant, being African American, whatever reason, it's like making me, you know, my bowels move like crazy. So everyone's a little bit different, but you got to play with it and deal with it. But it's just information, guys. So I'm going to close the show here shortly. So I just want to get some announcements. We're still scheduling our next retreat, Bahamas, November 5th through 9th. In the Bahamas, at a badass retreat, which is, I'm sure it's going to be just as nice as the one we had in La Paz. Dr. Yvonne Oswald will be at this event. Jay just had a breakthrough session yesterday with Dr. Yvonne Oswald. It started at 2 p.m. They were Skyping from 2 p.m. to 9:30. It was like a what, 5-6 hour session. Breakthrough session, going through all the obstacles. You basically put together a bitch list of everything that's not working in your life. Everything that's not working in your life. And she goes through every single one of them, tell you that's normal, what's not normal, why this is. And my wife walked out of that room a completely different person, with a completely different mission in life, completely different plan of action. I'm blown away. I had a breakthrough session with her at the end of last year. Blown away. And so the reason why I wanted to have her at these events, because these are the type of things we're talking about. The things that she's a hypnosis master, she's an NLP master, PhD, three PhDs. And the fact of being able to get information and have it change your state, change your mind, change your belief systems, and get you on the right track is what we're all about. It's about mind, body, and spirit. And that's what these retreats are about. They're not about just freaking doing exercises. If you want to go to a boot camp, go to the gym. I mean, I know we call it HC Body Boot Camp because it was just a name. But ultimately, this is about mind, body, and spirit, and find the way home, right? Home is where your body is, where you want it to be, where you're not fighting the system and fighting against yourself to get to the body of your life and stay at the body of your life. That is the ultimate goal of, I think, everybody that's either on this call or it's on our list. You not only do you want to lose weight, because the biggest fear that everybody's ever, I know I've lost it before, but what if I gain it back? Or I have gained it back. We have to figure out what is causing that. And so this conversation today could, for some of you, be the root cause of why you have difficulty losing weight or why you have difficulty keeping the weight off. Only you will know. Only you will find out if you take the steps based on what I give you today and what I'll send you out in the email. And if it doesn't apply to you, then there are other reasons. And that's why having Dr. Yvonne, Janie is going to be flying out this month. This is our birthday month right now. On my birthday, she's flying out to Niagara Falls to do a 6-day hypnosis certification with Dr. Yvonne Oswald to be certified and become a certified hypnotherapist, because she wants to take that to the next level to helping her clients get past their shit. It's powerful. I will be doing the NLP master's course with her, I think at the end of this year or the beginning of next year, because I just missed the one here last month, and schedules didn't work out. Because of the fact that the power of being able to help you change your state, change the story you've been telling yourself for years of why you can't lose weight, or why you're getting weight back, or your husband left you, or this happened, or your dad was mean to you, or you had a bad childhood, all that shit that we tell ourselves is the reason why we stuff ourselves and why we basically we fill one hole or one loss with another. And if you didn't know, I'm telling you right now that you can be in therapy for 5 years, 5 months, or 50 years, right? And you can use science and use the way of communicating where you can actually instantly walk away from a belief system that has been holding you back all your life in a matter of minutes or hours. And that is why I get freaked out and so excited about what Dr. Yvonne does and her work. And I experienced it myself, I've experienced it with other clients that I've referred to, but I watched my wife, and I've been trying to get Danny to do it for months. And she wasn't ready. And you have to be ready when you're ready. That's what, you know, in anything in life, you got to be ready when you're ready. And she wasn't ready. And she finally said, I'm going to call Dr. Yvonne. I'm going to do this breakthrough session. And I can't even tell you. I mean, the conversation she had with me and my son, and the shift that we made in our family just from her walking out of the room, and the things we're doing differently just from that moment that she walked out of the room, is going to change our lives. It's going to change our children's lives. It's going to change the way we interact with one another and how we interact in the world. And it's freaking phenomenal. So anyway, commercial. November, if you can make it. I envision people being well in their journey to getting or being or staying at the body of their life before New Year's resolutions even come around. You will not be making a New Year's resolution for losing weight to be your number one resolution if you come to this retreat. It will not be your issue. It will not be your problem. You will basically be watching everyone make that same story, watch them flock to the gym come January 1st, and watch them flock out of the gym come February 2nd. You won't be those people that are gaining 25 pounds through the holidays because, oh, you know, I plan on starting the new year and losing weight, and tacking on another 25 pounds of anguish because you just figured, oh, well, I'll be like all the other herd and all the other cattle and start January 1st. You can start your life today. You can start your life any day. But come November 5th through 9th, it's a life-changing event. That I can promise you. And I believe with the knowledge that I'm bringing to the table with all the different protocols, all the different advances we have in this protocol and beyond, because my passion, my focus is beyond the HC diet at this point, because I know the diet works. We know that our protocol works. We know it's the best protocol on the planet. My goal is for you guys and I've said this, you know, 1,000 times to listen to my show, I'm not trying to create a yo-yo repeat customer protocol that you come back every 3 months buying the shit and doing the protocol and doing it half-assed and getting frustrated and somehow saying, this didn't work for you. It's about fix your life, fix your body, fix the problem, which this could be one of them, and live in the body of your life. So that commercial is over too. I just want you guys to know that I thank you guys for being here on the show. I thank you guys for emailing me, for being customers, for being Facebook fans, for being Parallel fans. Is that what it is? No, Periscope fans now. Because if I didn't have a passion to be dialed in and to be able to figure out the answers to some of these questions, even though they're my own questions, but they are questions of the thousands of people that I come in contact with every year, and researching and stumbling across stuff like this that could literally change my life again for the better, and then change the life of the people that I come across. I do this because you guys inspire me to do that, and I couldn't do it without you. And I'm so excited. I don't think I've been excited about information, this much information, this type of information, as much as I was when I stumbled across this protocol 6 years ago. It changed my life. And the reason why I am, because I just know so many people are suffering out there. They don't know what's going on with them. They don't know why it's going on with them. And if it's as simple as stop eating lettuce and start eating potatoes, and that doesn't make sense, but your body loves it and your thyroid loves it, and it works, and you lose weight, but you feel healthy. Forget about the weight loss. You just feel freaking healthy. You have energy. You want to get up and do stuff, and everything starts to work for you, then that's a miracle that may be starting right now today while you're listening to this. So that's why I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm living the dream. I'm being able to learn, do, and teach. And that's all I ask you guys to do. Pay it forward. Learn, do, see if it works for you. And if it does, teach somebody else to do the same. And if we do that one by one, together as a group or separately, we can change the world. We can change the world. And even if it's your world, even if it's your circle of influence, even if it's your children, do you realize that I have a family that the majority of them are in some sort of fitness type of lifestyle or belief system or business? They will probably become fit adults. So they are adults, but I mean, except for my teenage son. And they're inspiring the people around them. They're inspiring their extended family, which means my exes and their families, right? The grandmothers and what have you. Because we live the lifestyle we're living. So you have that power to change the way your children look at food, the way they eat, to find out, even for yourself, if you have a chubby little girl or a chubby little boy that is struggling, you can't figure out why, and you think, well, they're just pleasantly plump, or they're just thick. What if they have this problem? And what if it's as simple as you figuring out the foods that their body needs and giving them those foods, which some of them are going to be pretty cool, right? Potatoes, French fries, if you make them yourself, versus you can't put them in a nasty grease, right? But if you prepare the foods that they can eat, and they happen to be foods that are really fun fruit, kids love fruit, right? In the right combination, in the right quantity, or too much of anything can be a problem. But think about it, that you could actually change the course of your child's life and let him suffer through high school and teenage years being the chubby one. You could help them right now by just changing their information, because they're too young maybe to give HCG to, right? That may not be until they're past puberty, and that's still too strict of a protocol for some teenagers to even have maturity to actually grasp or do or understand. But what if it's just about changing their foods and their meat and their proteins and their vegetables into the foods that actually support the body or the dysfunction they have right now, heal that dysfunction so they can go back to eating whatever and change their life? That to me is inspiring. That to me is powerful. I'm looking at my screen and I'm still looking here. So 90 seconds, close the show. Appreciate you. Like I said, we're also getting ready to launch our HRT website and actually clinic. We actually may end up with two or three clinics here in Los Angeles being a part of that. And that's exciting too, because I'll be working side by side with doctors learning how that whole hormone thing works. So of course, we dial ourselves in first, and then we learn, do, and teach, right? So a lot of exciting things going on, but the retreat, the first one on our agenda. And I appreciate you guys being here. I got 60 seconds. Sorry, you guys didn't push the button, one on your phone, put up your hand to get ask questions, but maybe this is a lot of information. Make sure you're on my email list. If you're not, go to my website at colinfwatson.com. It's the first thing that pops up. It says, get on our newsletter. You can put in your email address. I only send you good stuff, guys. I don't sit there and spam you with a bunch of crap. I only send you good information like this, because I'm going to be mailing this information out tomorrow with the playback of this replay of this show, and the information that I got and the link to where I got it from. If you want it, great. If you don't, no big deal. But I do think that you are going to be fascinated by what you see when you read. It's a lot of information, though. I'm telling you guys, a lot of information, a lot of downloads, We got digital downloads. We also got the hard copy book because I like to read physical books. The book is pretty big, but now it's everyday English you can understand. Anyway, got to go. Love you bunches. Thanks for being here. Thanks, you guys, on Periscope. This is going to be live on Facebook here. This recording, I hope, if it's still working. Thank you guys for being here on the show live. Record numbers tonight, guys. And just so you know, we've had 97,000 live listeners so far on this protocol, on this program, and we've had 364,000 people listen to this podcast playback, not this one, but all of my podcasts over the last 5 years. I'm so proud of that. Thank you for doing it. Love them, share them, put them on Facebook, share them on Twitter. See you next time. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
The podcast is brought to you by HCGBodyForLife.com and ColinWatson.tv.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international